The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Oh, I'm so glad that my girlfriend finally listened to me because she was alone and she was sad and she finally admitted to me, I want to find somebody. And I told her what to do and she wouldn't listen. And she finally said, Dana, I did it. And now she's getting married. What did I tell her to do? Change your type, girl.
Oh, there you go.
Change your type. Stop dating the same man with a different name. He had to look like this. He had to act like this. He had to work in this industry. He had to be a certain way. And I said, you're making stuff up in your head at this point. Your brain is never going to allow you to meet someone that you could fall in love with because you have an image that's just not attainable. And we talked about this for years. And of course, I was there for her. She could put her head on my shoulder and cry, but then I was going to give her the tough love that she needed. I did. And her man is completely different than her last. Good looking guy, everything. But I don't think she would have dated him if I hadn't really continued to preach to her, stop blocking your blessings.
Is this different? Because it almost sounds like you're describing settling. Is this different than settling?
It's totally different than settling. Settling would be just ending up with whoever because you don't want to be alone. This means that you have an image in your mind that you have to let go of. He's got to be 6 foot and he has to have black hair and blue eyes and he has to work in this industry. The pool is shallow enough, girl, and now you're putting all these stipulations?
Why do you think women do that?
Why are you generalizing women? Men do the same thing. Men will say things like, oh, I want a woman who's natural, no makeup. I want a woman who's this, that. And everybody's following Instagram models with plastic surgery, fake butts, and everything else. We're talking about a specific human habit here. You did it too, Automatic. I don't look anything or act anything like the women you were with before. You said to me, to my face, I would never be with a woman with children. And I had 2 children before you and I got married. You had those stipulations.
First of all, that was way before we were ever together. Second of all, you do check the box because you're a short Latina and that's all I've ever dated, a short Latina.
Thanks.
I do not have a degree. All of your ex-girlfriends have degrees. I had 2 children. You did not want to raise another man's child. I know it's hard to admit that now, but those are stipulations you had in your mind. And had you put your foot down and not bended and had a change of heart, changed your type, you and I wouldn't be married. And that's what my friend was doing. She was betting against herself. You know, I'm like, girl, what are you doing? Why can't you date a man who's not 6'2"? Why has he got to be 6'2"? Why can't you date a man who doesn't make that much money? You know, I mean, why? And she started questioning herself, saying, I don't know why I have these ideas in my head because of movies, because of Instagram, Facebook, all my friends, you know, their men are buying them bags. No, they're not. That you're watching fantasy world there. That's not real life. You know, partners work together and work hard together. And you don't necessarily fall in love with the first person that you're attracted to. Sometimes that love builds. When DJ Automatic and I met, we didn't fall in love right away. We were friends for literally years before we became romantically interested in one another. And let me tell you something, you stimulated my mind way before anything else. And that's what I fell in love with, Automatic.
I think I fell in love with the fact that you're just, because you're my best friend. And I knew that we would have a great, I mean, it sounds weird to say this, but we'd have a great partnership.
Mm-hmm. And but imagine if I had just said, I can't date you because I've never dated anybody like you. Or I've never imagined being with somebody like you. I don't know what my world would be like. Yeah. And I'm just glad that my girl is getting married and she understood that it was her stopping herself from finding that person.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, she switched it up.
That's a key self-evaluation aspect that you have to take into consideration.
Anthony, what do you do? I mean, it seems like you date all kinds of different women. You don't really have a type.
I respect what you tried to say right there, but it sounded a little bit more sleazy than it intended. But honestly, I'm in a phase of my life right now, too, where I'm comfortable with myself, and I guess I don't really prioritize dating too much. I'm just living life because, you know, dating is fun, but the end goal of that is marriage, and that looks tough.
He spends entirely too much time around us.
I hang out with too many married people.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I hate the fact that older people and children are being scammed. It's at an all-time high. In fact, it's gotten worse the past few years instead of better. Our contractor, Oscar, he actually just shared a story with us about his father-in-law. The man was lonely. He met a woman at work. This is a man who was in his 80s already. This woman began showering him with all kinds of compliments. They fall in love. They get married. He passes away. All of this happens within 6 months. Now, he's laying on the bed. They declare him dead. And his new wife tells the family, you got to get out now.
Ooh.
I don't believe that after the soul leaves the body, it matters anymore. Cuts them out of everything and gets every single dime, all of his stock options, all of his insurance, and doesn't give anything to the family. Obviously, it was a scam from the very beginning. These kind of stories, remember when Jesse Watts said that a friend of hers, a woman, gave somebody $20,000 cash because she believed a phone call?
Yeah.
That came in? I don't understand what's happening. I guess it's because older people get lonely.
Yeah, there's people that are willing to exploit it. My dad, before he passed, kind of went through something similar. He was with a woman who had married three other men before him. She was trying to get him to marry her. He didn't want to marry her. She took those three men for their inheritances, and that's kind of how she was living. But we saw that she had done that, so we got out in front of it. We told my dad, hey, this is what's going on. This is what she's trying to do while he was dying. And he actually changed everything. He had things written into her name, and he changed everything because he realized, why would his kids lie to him?
Your dad fell for it, right? He was seeing this woman for a very long time. I recall at the end of your father's life, DJ Automatic, the only person there was your mother, and they weren't even married anymore. They were divorced.
Yeah, and that woman was nowhere to be found. That was her scam. That's what she did. She would find older men that were getting ready to pass, and she would exploit it.
And loneliness is a strong thing. And when we both described the man you talked about earlier, Dana, and Automatic's father, you described two lonely people. And I think loneliness is a hard thing. And when you're looking to get that, like you're looking to relieve that pain of being lonely, I think, you know, you meet a seductive person and they know how to seduce you in the right ways. And next thing you know, you're signing over leases and you don't know. And
one of the things he said to us, the contractor, and I know Automatic, you feel the same way. It's not about the money. It's the fact that the family gets burned and you're already dealing with the death of a loved one. And now you have to go through all of this as well. So it just turned into a bad thing. There's some great advice online. The FCC says, like I said, this is getting worse. Don't transfer money to strangers. Tell children in your life, because they get scammed too, and older people, don't do it. Ask yourself, why is this person romantically interested in me? Could there be ulterior motives? And then finally, kids of elderly people are encouraged to take over their finances and make sure that you're watching what they do on a daily basis, not even weekly. You need to be checking on it every single day.
We just did this with my mom. We actually had to put parental controls on her phone so she can't download any new apps, and we're aware of everything she's doing because there's another guy who was trying to exploit my mom and her loneliness. That's the thing is, like, when I say loneliness, I talk to my mom every single day. But I think that there's, you know, when you get older and you're single, you long for that love, and there will be people that are willing to find you and exploit you and do whatever they can to get to you. That we literally are going through this right now, and we're doing the power of attorney because this guy's got his hooks into my mom.
I'm just glad you and your siblings have been proactive, so Mama Matic is protected. If you need any of this advice, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Shoot me a DM.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Casey Anthony is a name that is synonymous with anger, disbelief. You know, her daughter went missing and she lied and said that she had given her daughter Kaylee, she had let a nanny take care of her, and the nanny was in Mexico somewhere. Meanwhile, this child is missing and she's out partying, and her mom says she smells something that, you know, smells like it's rotting in the car. You know, there was just so much to this story. Now, in the end, Casey Anthony was found not guilty, and she kind of just went away, right? She just kind of went away. We never found out really what happened to Kaylee. There were always suspicions that she might have drugged her child, you know, gave her too much Tylenol or whatever to make her sleep, and then put something over her mouth so she wouldn't cry, and that the child might have suffocated like that. Nobody really knows. And in the end, she's innocent. So that's the country we live in. Now, she's back reintroducing herself because she says she is an advocate for people who don't have a voice. Now, here's what she has to say about her position.
For those of you who don't know, my name is Casey Anthony. My daughter is Kaylee Anthony. My parents are George and Cindy Anthony. This is not about them. The whole point of this is for me to begin to reintroduce myself. One of the main reasons that I'm doing this, there are people close to me who have been targeted and attacked recently. There are also people close to me who have had some recent things occur. And when necessary, people needed to step up, myself included. As a proponent for the LGBTQ community, for our legal community, women's rights, I feel that it's important that I use this platform that was thrust upon me and now look at it as a blessing as opposed to the curse that it has been since 2008. Anyway, I appreciate your time and we'll see how this goes.
There's so much there, right? The platform that she was thrust into, that was probably her choice, right? That she was thrust into this platform. I can't stop thinking about my three children. If one was missing, I don't think I would be entering a hot body contest. It's just, that's just me. And all these things keep coming in my head and I just don't like the woman and I don't understand what she wants from the public. I guess that's where I am. Am I wrong to feel this way?
You're not wrong to feel that way. You can feel any which way you want to feel about her. I think she got off. I think that she beat the system, and that's probably why she's trying to sell herself as a legal advocate, because she really did win. The case was pretty clear, and she's not in jail, so maybe she does know something we don't know.
DJ Automatic, and not only that, when she said to be a voice for people, you know, who don't have one, where were you for your daughter? Where was that voice for little Kaylee? I know it's been since 2008. I don't care. I don't understand how this happened, and I still feel angry about it. I wish I didn't, right? I wish, because I believe, you know, I'm a big advocate and proponent for second chances. Mm-hmm. But only if the person has learned their lesson, only if the person truly is sorry. I don't think I've ever seen her one time or heard her say, I'm sorry, I could have done better. It's always poor me, even here.
Yeah, and I think inability to show any remorse would add to the fuel that people, you know, for people across the world who dislike her.
I don't know who she's advocating for. Putting myself around this woman, I'd be careful, because if she was willing to do what she did to her own family, including the daughter she brought into the world, God help you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Taco Bell is adding some good stuff to the menu. DJ Automatic's got all the deets inside food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show, brought to you by Kohl's. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
New information says that concert ticket prices are so bad, they're so high, that Gen Z's budgets are busted and ticket sales are down from last year.
I believe it. I mean, you can't go to a show for less than $100 at this point.
100.
And if you want to have decent tickets, you're looking at $500 to $1,000 per ticket.
And then you're talking about, you got to park or make your way there, whether you're taking a train, a bus, whatever you're doing. And then you got to eat or drink. It's just outrageous to me. I don't understand when it's going to get reasonable. I read this story that a family traveled to Europe to go to a Taylor Swift concert and still save money.
Dang.
Staying there for 4 days rather than pay here in the U.S. Mm. I'm all about capitalism, but I'm sick of this greed.
Period.
All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
Taco Bell had its Live Moss event. This is an event they have in Brooklyn every year where they introduce all the new items that are going to be on the menu. So here's some of them. They're going to have the Flaming Hot Burrito. That has Flaming Hot seasoning in it, not the Cheetos, just the seasoning. They're going to have a rolled poblano quesadilla. They're going to have Crunch Wrap Sliders, which makes the Crunch Wraps bite-sized. The most intriguing one to me was the Queso Crisp Taco. So the taco shell is made out of cheese.
I've written all of this down because we're going to pull up and order every single thing. I don't care what anybody says. I love Taco Bell. And I love me some authentic Mexican food. You know I'm all about that. Lengua, barbacoa. Let's go with the tacos and all of that. I like corn tortillas, handmade, homemade, all of it. But Taco Bell hits sometimes. It's just good. That fire sauce.
Yeah, but a cheese taco shell? Chill out, Taco Bell. You're wilding right now. Nobody needs that. And
Anthony, this is something that Taco Bell took from the keto diet, though. People who do keto diets do the cheese crisp taco shells.
Yeah, have you ever been in a bathroom after one of those people? I don't know what's going on in there, bro. But yeah, this is wild.
Taco Bell. The bathroom after Taco Bell is weird anyway, so yeah. It doesn't really matter. It's all blending, you know? National Day, Anthony A.
Let's go to kick it off by remembering the Alamo. Today is National Alamo Day.
I remember that the U.S. citizens that were living in then Texas were very angry that Mexico would not allow them to keep slaves and retrieve their property. Yes, this is exactly what they called human beings at the time. So they began a war with Mexico because they were angry that Mexico would not allow them to keep slaves on their land. And when slaves would run away, they were automatically free men and women. So I remember the Alamo very well.
Damn. All right. I didn't even know that's how it went down.
That's exactly how it went down.
Oh, whoa. All
right. And Mexico's army was depleted because they had just won their independence about 30 years before from Spain. So they took full advantage of it, and slavery went on for a long time here in the U.S.
Tragic. I'm so happy that I exist in 2025, not 1836.
I know that's right. But you know what's funny? You probably won't find what I just told you in them textbooks, even in 2025. But look it up. All right, what's next?
We'll go right along next to National Dentist Day. We're celebrating all the dentists around the world.
I love going to the dentist.
I don't love it, but it's something I've always excelled at. God has blessed me with one good thing, is just my teeth. I've never had a cavity in my life.
Anthony, good for you.
Yeah. I didn't know dentistry goes back 5,000 years ago, though. Shout out to that. And let's go right along next to National Oreo Cookie Day.
What's my favorite cookie, DJ Automatic?
An Oreo, and you got to go see the dentist right after.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
50 Cent makes me feel poor. He just spent $225,000 on a bottle of vino.
Oh.
And I just don't even understand how anyone has that kind of money. Now, he has his own wine and all of that. It's supposedly one of the best wines in the world. I remember us talking about it a few years back at the Houston Rodeo for $350,000. So I will never have a drop of that. I don't understand why grapes cost so much money. It's above my pay grade, whatever. But congratulations to him for having that kind of money, right?
Yeah, dude. I just don't understand why he would buy a $220,000 bottle of wine. And I know for a fact he does not drink.
Oh, Automatic. I wonder if people do know that. So we got to meet him one time.
It's 50.
Very intelligent man, obviously, but his attention to detail was what really struck me. He remembered our names throughout the entire weekend, and there were probably 50, 60 people there. And the fact that everybody around him was getting completely annihilated, and he was paying for it all, by the way. It was all him. The tab was on 50 Cent. Not one drop of alcohol did he drink. He doesn't drink. Maybe he does now, Automatic. I don't think so, though. He says he doesn't drink. Who knows?
I've never seen him with a drink in his hand to this day.
So that bottle of wine must have been an investment at that point, right? Because, I mean, it was a pretty, you know, that event in itself is pretty well known.
So you're right. You're right. It might be something he invested in. Maybe he holds on to it. That's how he got all his money in the first place. Obviously, he was already rich, but he became wealthy, per se, when he sold vitamin water.
Yeah.
Early on. Remember that?
And I understand spending that much, like, for elaborate things, like if a car or a house or something like that. But to pay, you know, $250,000 for a hangover is crazy.
To drink it, right? To take a sip of something.
Yeah, that got to be the blood of Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, I do spend like $25 a week on nuts, which is $100 a month. I mean, I know it's not a $250,000 on wine, but it's something.
And it is extra money that you know you're willing to throw out there. Because $100 a month, that's gas. $100 a month is a lot of money on some pecans.
Damn.
Some honey roasted pecans. And I will admit too, Automatic knows this, I have a habit of watching people on TikTok shop or Instagram, and I'm like, I think that would make my life easier. So I'll order whatever it is, get it to the house.
And then never use it. And our pantry is full of things that she's bought off a TikTok shop that have never been used. We have an ice cream maker that was used once. I was just moving it right now. And it's been in there for probably, what, now 10 years, Dana?
The reason we stopped using it is because you told me to stop because we were getting fat.
An ice cream maker? What? Dana, aren't you like anti-dairy?
You don't have to use dairy to make ice cream. It was sorbet.
Dude, at least it sounds fancy.
And Automatic is over here complaining. Tell me you don't love the slot dog. Tell me you don't love that slot dog and what it does to the weenies.
I would never buy anything like that. It's like you could do it with a knife, but Dana bought something that you press down on a hot dog and it caramelizes the hot dog when you cook it. Did we need it? No. Does it taste good? Yeah, but I mean, it's a foolish purchase.
Them hot dogs taste good, though.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Some might say that I like to spend too much money. That son would be DJ Automatic, my husband. So, earlier, we were talking about the fact that I never have cash on me. And the reason why is because I don't have access to our bank account or even my own. I can't go to the ATM because I don't know my PIN number. And that is by design, Anthony A., before you think automatics and control or whatever. I have a spending problem.
Yes, Dana, you do.
I agree, automatic, but hold on. I just learned that I should be carrying cash. You need to give me cash. I need access to the bank account right now.
You remember when I had to pull your credit cards? And I know that sounds really, really controlling, but Dana knows she has a problem. We have a pantry full of things that we haven't used that's just from TikTok, from QVC, from whatever shopping place she could buy from. Let me put it this way. The Amazon and UPS drivers know me by name. You like to spend money almost in a way that I feel like it's like therapeutic to you. It makes you feel better about something. I think there's a deeper reason to it.
Oh, I don't think there is. There is. I used to be poor and now I'm not. And I'm like, hey, let me just spend this money. That's where we are.
Got it.
And yes, you did pull.
What happens when you spend more money than you make? You get poor.
I will be poor again. Right. So, okay. But I figured it out. Listen, you did pull the credit cards, taught me a value. And I asked you to, right? I said, take these. It's not like he came in and said this. He said, I'm taking them. And I kind of learned a real valuable lesson. Like, you know, all of it. He just said, don't spend more than we make, blah, blah, blah. And I haven't. But here's the thing. Carrying cash is better because you're more accountable for your spending. You have to count it out. So I'm thinking I should set myself up with like an allowance every week. This could be for me. We should do this with our daughter, DJ Automatic, with little Ava Matic, because she's about to leave the house and she needs to learn how to budget because you and I, you know, mommy and daddy aren't going to be there forever. It's easier to stick to a cash budget than having an open credit card.
Yeah, it's a lot harder for me to turn over a $100 bill than it is for me to swipe my credit card.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I just started looking up, you know, some different information because we didn't have that money to buy a parking pass. Somebody actually tried to sell us a parking pass for $40.
Oh,
I didn't have cash. Producer Chewy was driving me around that night. He didn't have cash. So we missed out on a great deal if we'd had the cash.
I'm stuck between trying to see if Dana is really being true with her intent to carry the money just so she can have parking lot money, or if there's something else that she's trying to hack and trying to just get more of a budget for herself over here, automatic. I don't know.
It's the latter, I promise you.
I actually found this piece of furniture for our new apartment and they only want cash. No, I'm just kidding.
You think she is, and then I'm going to be meeting some guy off of Facebook Marketplace.
Sponsored by Optima Tax. Tax issues? Call Optima Tax Relief at 800-352-9218.